Sessions.
WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnam and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Before the end of the month, College Station city officials are supposed to hear what's going to be done about a pond that was filled in last month. The land in question borders the Raintree subdivision along the northbound freeway service road. Boyd Sorrell made the initial report to City Hall staff and later to the City Council.
About 150 foot was filled in with dirt. He had he's violated at least 10 city ordinances. He doesn't have a building permit. He doesn't have a drainage study. He doesn't have an engineer study. He doesn't have a drainage plan. He pushed that dirt up, so the water is going to back up into my part of the natural waterway.
The City Council approved rezoning the land in question for suburban commercial uses 2 months ago. A city spokesman says the engineer hired by the developer is supposed to determine if any negative effects occurred, what corrections may be necessary, and a plan of action. The developer could be given a specific deadline, and fines could be levied if sustained progress does not continue to resolve the issue. Tonight's Bryan City Council agenda includes first-round consideration of allowing tattoo businesses in the downtown area.
It's been a month since the Planning and Zoning Commission endorsed the option. Scott Hickel, part of the subcommittee whose recommendations were unanimously endorsed.
This is 2013. This is Bryan, Texas. Do we want to be painted as a city that is a little bit myopic and in looking into the past and looking at some situations that would cast aspersions on a particular business?
P&Z Chairman Michael Beckendorf agreed with Hickel that the city needs to move forward.
There's been just as many letters against this as there is for it, and we need to compromise. And so I think this is a good compromise.
Online at WTAW.com are more than 40 pages of letters supporting and opposing tattoo businesses in part of downtown if the P&Z approves a conditional use permit. The changes also call for separating shops a minimum of 1 mile from each other and restrict floor space to between 3,000 and 5,000 square feet. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You won't have to worry about your children who live in student housing anymore. Effective immediately in the Texas Legislature's regular session, universities are allowed to check the criminal history of students who plan to live on campus. Vice President of Student Services at Blinn College, Dennis Krausen, says that the goal of this bill is to create a safer environment for students.
We feel like we can do a better job of controlling who is in student housing and just make sure it's a safer environment for our students.
Krausen was a witness for the bill when it was passed in June. He says that he expects to see a reduction in the amount of crime that happens on campus once universities start implementing this bill. Another phase of the Briarcrest Drive reconstruction between the freeway and Kent Street is underway. This week, between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., existing pavement will be removed. Next week, during the same hours, a new asphalt service will be laid. For those of you who drive Harvey Road, you might have noticed a new traffic signal. Flashing yellow and red lights started at Harvey and Copperfield yesterday. The signals will switch to normal operation on Thursday morning. Rick Perry has announced that he will not seek re-election. He says between now and the end of next year, he will actively lead the state. That includes pushing through pro-life legislation.
I will continue working hard to do what's best for Texas. And that includes this special session and additional sessions if required. We have better protected the right to life.
While Perry was in San Antonio, abortion rights advocates were outnumbered nearly 2-1 in Austin as testimony resumed on the controversial abortion restrictions bill.
The testimony of the Senate's experts on both sides of the issue seemed to contradict. Dr. Michael Love, an Austin OBGYN, supports the bill, especially upgrading the standards to that of ambulatory surgical centers.
But improving safety for the patient and meeting the standard of care to protect women.
Amy Hagstrom-Miller, the CEO of Whole Women's Health, runs both types of clinics.
The abortion procedure itself is done the same way in an abortion facility as it would be done in an ambulatory surgical center.
Is there any reason that a licensed abortion facility would need a male locker room?
No.
The Senate House is set to vote on their version of the bill tomorrow. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Zwirnam and Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirnam and Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirnam has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirnam and Flooring. Zwirnam and Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirnam and Flooring today.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
Summer's here and the savings are hot during Allen Honda's sizzling summer sale. Beat the heat with great finance rates from Honda. Get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the 2013 CR-V, Crosstour, Odyssey, Pilot, or Fit. Plus, you may qualify for an additional $500 down payment from Honda toward a new CR-V if you are a current owner of a 2003 or newer year model of any of these manufacturers. Trade-in not required. It's the sizzling summer sale going on now at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
It's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 26268-ROOF.
Hot and humid, that's the story across our part of the world for today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will head up to 95, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 95 to near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. It is starting to lean on football season. They're starting to announce the watch lists. And on the Maxwell Award list, we've got three A&M players. We'll share that with you. Madison Square Garden Sports announced A&M playing in a classic. And we've got Rangers baseball updates as well. All that coming up, and we'll do it for you here at about 7:50.
There you go, about 7:13 right now. A proud moment in American history. Just for a moment, let me have your undivided attention. This is a proud day for America.
Why do I have a feeling this is sarcasm?
Yeah, we're listening.
All right. I wish this had come out on the 4th of July when we were all talking about how great things are. New numbers from the U.S. Agriculture Department show that the number of U.S. Americans receiving subsidized food assistance from the federal government has risen to about one-third of the entire population. Not the working population, the entire population. That means about 101 million people currently take part in at least one of the 15 food programs offered by the agency. Translated, that means, this is the part that's so wonderful. Translated, that means the number of Americans receiving food assistance has surpassed the number of full-time private sector employees in the U.S. In other words, private sector, you know, get the government out of it. There are now more people on a food program than are working full-time. You like that? And again, as we've talked about, the Agriculture Department does everything they can to help people get onto those food programs.
Well, I was going to say, the advertising obviously is working.
It is.
Because they spend millions of dollars advertising the fact that you can get on these food stamp programs.
If you remember, a few months ago, we talked about that. How, first of all, remove the stigma, okay? Remove the stigma so that it's fine for you to flash that card.
Just to make us helpless.
And they suggested you have block parties with food that you've gotten from the food program. That way you can encourage your neighbors and friends to also sign up.
I mean, what intelligent reason would there be for us to all get on food stamps?
Because we don't want anybody to go hungry.
That's right. And if you can get that without working, Kat, why would you work?
Why am I at work?
Yeah,
let's just all go home and have food stamps.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. I think, I'm telling you.
I think a great big part of it, though, Scott, is exactly what you said. Because depending on your ilk, right after my mother passed away, we were on food stamps for my dad.
Okay.
And I was mortified.
Yeah, I understand.
Mortified that I had to do that for him.
Which is not to say, again, that's a perfect example of situations where people
had to
go into that subsistence level. They reached the subsistence level. They had to get the government's help.
And we got it all flattened out, and right. I figured out a way to get it where he would be okay.
Yeah.
But for that, two or three months, every time I went to the store to go shopping for him, I wanted to crawl in a hole.
Yeah.
Do you really think it's just to help people, or is it as insidious as trying to make us all dependent and take over our lives?
Well, now, of course, that could be...
That's awful tinfoil hat.
Yeah, you got your tinfoil hat on today, girl, I can tell. But no, you're right.
Well, you have to have your tinfoil hat sometimes.
As Bortz has said, when we get to the point where two-thirds of the population is taking something from the government, whether it's food or Social Security or whatever, he said, then we're done. That's we're finished.
When the populace figures out they can vote themselves money,
right? Exactly.
When we're in trouble.
Anyway. So there you go. Got that going on. Now, everybody knows that beer is God's drink of choice, right? I mean, we've talked about that.
I thought he liked wine.
Well,
personally.
No. See, actually, it's beer. But not everybody knew that God's beer of choice was, in fact, Samuel Adams.
God has a beer of choice?
Mm-hmm. See, the Boston Beer Company, which owns Sam Adams, recently forced to address an error in their 4th of July themed advertisement. And you've seen the ad, I'm sure, the guy, standing behind the bar, okay? The ad omits any mention of the word God, or rather actually their creator, because that's what it said in the Declaration of Independence. All men are created equal, and they are endowed with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that's not what the Declaration of Independence says. Independence has that phrase, endowed by their creator. And Sam Adams just basically pulled that out of their ad. They decided not to put that into their ad. So
they pulled it out of their ad before they pulled it out of someplace else.
Yeah, exactly, right. Facebook users... have caught on to this error, and as a result, they have informed the beer company, that you probably shouldn't try to misquote the Declaration of Independence. Spokesperson for the Boston Beer Company said there were certain codes and regulations disallowing them to make any kind of a religious reference. Specifically, beer advertising and marketing materials should not include religion or religious themes.
Says who?
Well, that's what
then
they
don't
say.
Quote the Declaration of Independence.
Because
right?
That sounds remarkably similar to censorship, and I'm pretty sure nobody can do that.
That's true. That's a little controversy rolling around out there. Hello?
Yeah, Scott, going along with that food program, I think it was Glenn Beck yesterday that said the government has released a little information that we're going to have an honor system for the insurance assist, for the health insurance.
Okay, first of all, it's completely unmanageable, probably in any situation. I mean, Walmart wouldn't be able to handle it, and Walmart handles stuff just about as well as anybody. They wouldn't be able to do it. The government, we already know, and again, we'll do the story in a minute here about the Social Security numbers the IRS allowed to get out on the Internet. So we're asking the government, who's inefficient in doing almost everything, to take on this monstrous task. So of course we need the honor system. We need people who are going to get Obamacare to be honest and truthful, right? Fingers crossed behind your back.
Wait, there's politicians involved, right?
You mean elected? No, not politicians. Elected officials? Is that what you meant to say?
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
I'm saying if it has to be honest.
I know if they've got anything to do with it. But no, then if you did not hear, by the way, your Social Security number may be out there. And you would think that the IRS would be maybe the one organization that you'd be able to trust your Social Security number with, since you have to put it on everything. Call them. They need to know that number. Well, thanks to some sort of a mess up at the agency, tens of thousands of numbers are out on the Internet, and they're there for anybody to see. It seems that when the IRS went to upload a bunch of records on the nonprofit industry. Remember the nonprofit industry?
Yeah, they love them there, apparently.
They do. Some unfortunate person simply forgot to redact the identifying numbers.
Oh, yeah?
I mean,
they
forgot? Yeah, you probably can push a button and redact those numbers. Anyway, the error was spotted by public.resource.org, which likes to publish these kinds of records, and the offending list of 9-digit numbers was removed. But for a while, it was out there for everybody to see. Thank you very much, IRS. 720, okay, I don't know how much those Girl Scout cookies are going to cost you next year, but the Girl Scouts have revealed the pension plan for their headquarters leadership has a deficit. So you may have to make that up. Yeah, uh-huh. Again, the Girl Scout pension plan. Did you know that they had a pension plan?
Mm-mm.
I mean, I didn't either. Well, the Girl Scouts have revealed that that pension plan for their headquarters leadership has a deficit of $347 million.
Oh!
Somebody's been in the cookie money.
That's
somebody's
exactly
been
what
in the
I'm
cookie
thinking.
Jar there. Yeah, that's the Girl Scouts. So the Boy Scouts had their problems, or Scouting had their problems, and now we've got the Girl Scouts with the $347 million deficit. So I think everything seems to be going well this morning. We could just have 100-degree temperatures. That'd be even better.
You know what, though? It was a beautiful sunrise.
It was. Well, there are beautiful sunrises out there. That's,
and today's was a beautiful
it
one.
It was.
And
yeah.
There'll be another one tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly right. It'll be just fine.
Okay, boy, that's the warm, fuzzy part of the program. Yeah. Let's move on.
How about Randy Travis?
Oops.
Critical condition in a hospital here in Texas.
Yep.
Publicist said Randy has a viral infection of his heart that could lead to serious cardiac damage and congestive heart failure.
Its name is far too long to try and pronounce.
It is. The thing is, we've been knowing about Randy for all the wrong reasons, and obviously now pile that on top of it, so we hope that he has a recovery. All right, that Hitler restaurant, remember we talked about
yes.
that yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay, that doesn't exist anymore now.
Oh, yeah?
Well, that took all of a day.
Yeah, well, and here's what happened.
Well, did you know, I mean, I read up after you told me about that. It's a whole, it's called Nazi Chic. It's
yeah.
like not just that restaurant. It's like kids dressing up as Nazis, and I saw a Ronald McDonald made like a Nazi, and
wow.
like cartoon Hitlers on T-shirts, and a Hitler Teletubby with a swastika antenna on his head.
Those
like,
are two words I never thought I would hear together, which would be Nazi and chic.
It's just
yeah.
it's a whole
or Teletubby
cultural
yeah,
thing.
True.
Yeah.
Well, the deal is fried chicken restaurant called Hitler that. That got Yum Brands unhappy. Yum Brands owns KFC. Over the use of the trademarked logo. The shop, which is based in Bangkok, was spotted by travel book author Andrew Spooner back in May. Like other countries in the region, Thailand has this odd fascination with superimposing Hitler's face, apparently, on a variety of these pop culture icons, like you're talking about. According to the Bangkok Post, the restaurant has now changed the image to avoid losing business, or obviously getting sued by KFC.
Which is probably more important.
Yep. When one expatriate asked an employee about the restaurant owner's name, he said Hitler was told he thought that that was a good image. And so that's the reason that the Nazi chic thing, for a lot of people, is their ignorance. Obviously, in this part of the world and in Europe, it has an absolutely different version. I mean, I suppose that you take those people who are unwittingly fascinated by this guy, then they decide, like you say, to do the Nazi Teletubbies or Hitler Teletubbies and all that stuff. So, all right, ignorance for them. Hey, it's the Running of the Bulls. We haven't even mentioned
that. In Pamplona.
Forgot to do that. It started on Sunday, and so the Running in the Bulls is, let's see, we got a gore board. 10 injured right now. Nobody's been gored yet, so that's good.
There's a gore board?
There's a gore board. We call it the gore board. Yeah, it's the Running of the Bulls gore board. So, and by the way, Sunday and yesterday, New York Jets head coach Rex Ryan out there running with the Bulls.
A very dear friend of mine's done it.
Is that right?
Yep.
Well, Andy Richardson over at A&M has done that.
He's at A&M too.
Yeah, the team confirmed yesterday that, in fact, Rex Ryan joined thousands of thrill seekers on Sunday and Monday. He was uninjured. But then few injuries have occurred so far this year. You know, and that's what's going to happen sooner or later. There's going to be this groundswell to put, I don't know, cork on the end of the horns, you know, and put rubber hooves on them.
I don't know. They're not in the U.S. America.
Well, that's true. But I believe that when we solve all the problems in America, those do-gooders will... Did I say that? those people caring about their fellow man will head over to other countries and then begin doing
care
that.
About other men.
Can,
man
can, can. So, yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah. Rex Ryan over there doing that.
Interesting.
I guess, you know. You got that much money. Why do you want to be... Well, I'm not sure.
I'd try it.
Really?
Yeah.
Adrenaline junkie, is that it?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit lionhomeproducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, homeproducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arentsdds.com. That's A-R-E-N-T-S-D-D-S.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan. We're closer than you think.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call them at 268-1162. High today, right about 97, low tonight around 76, and then, well, we're going to be right at 100 for the balance of the week, and there's no mention of rain in the forecast, and our low temperatures, again, will be in the mid to upper 70s. Winds out of the south at 3 right down, 95% relative humidity. Got a few clouds out there, and we're looking at 76 degrees.
Hi, I'm Donna with the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. We have jewelry to fit every style and price range, from gold, diamonds, and pearls to sterling silver and fun fashion pieces. With over 5,000 items to choose from, you're sure to find exactly what you're looking for, and you'll be amazed at the price. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313 College Avenue, one block off University Drive in the IHOP Center. We're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. Call 846-2400 or come see us. We have your next treasure.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
It started with an unpaid intern lawsuit that I told you about a few weeks ago. When two interns who worked on the Fox Searchlight movie Black Swan won the suit, the floodgates opened. Condé Nast, Warner Music, and Gawker are among the companies being sued, along with the Peacock Network. Unpaid interns at Saturday Night Live and PMSNBC have joined the class action lawsuit, accusing NBC of unfair labor practices. The interns, and of course their lawyers, are looking to extract over $5 million. That's the unpaid wages they claim over 3 years. Justin Swartz, an attorney for the interns, said, "We hope that this case will send a clear message that private companies cannot rely on unpaid interns to perform entry-level work that contributes to operations and reduces their labor costs." Me too. I hope the message is clear. The people who run these companies are at the top of the liberal media establishment. They happily groom tomorrow's liberals, and now their spawn are turning on them, suing them, virtually accusing them of running sweatshops, cheating, stealing, and oppressing the precious children. You raise these little ingrates, now you deal with them. Unpaid internships were once a viable way for companies to assess young talent and for inexperienced young people to gain know-how and contacts at top businesses. But if the young ingrates and their lawyers prevail, everybody loses, which is the hallmark of liberalism. More of it.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft. He didn't even know it. His credit ruined. Don couldn't even get a business loan, so he called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock found multiple fraudulent credit applications that identity thieves were trying to open. LifeLock shut them down. They helped Don avoid further disasters. Identity theft is so complex, you simply cannot fight it alone. And that's why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. You can visit lifelock.com/rush for details and the special 10% discount. Or call and use the promo code RUSH to get the special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The Bryan City Council has lots of opinions as they consider whether to open part of the downtown area to tattoo businesses.
Tonight's council agenda includes the first of two readings of amending zoning regulations. Leo Gonzalez was part of a unanimous Planning and Zoning Commission endorsement a month ago.
And it's never been a question of whether you would be a good fit for downtown. It's a decision that goes with the land. So that was our concern, is to make sure that we did, as Ms. Hardeman said, take care of downtown for the future.
Commissioner Prentice Madison's vote was based in part by the community support of the tattoo shop owner who wants to move to 26 and Sims.
I think this is good for the whole community of how we've laid this out. I hope council takes that into consideration and go along with what we recommended to the council.
The proposal, which you can read online at WTAW.com, calls for restricting the amount of floor space in a tattoo business to between 3,000 and 5,000 square feet, and separating shops a minimum of 1 mile from each other. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
2 months ago, the College Station City Council approved rezoning land along the east side of the freeway for suburban commercial use. At the last council meeting, a neighboring homeowner in the Raintree development, Boyd Sorrell, said 150 feet of a pond was illegally filled in.
There's a natural waterway that empties into that retention pond. People downstream, now there's no, the water that's going to shoot somewhere else. He willfully and knowingly violated all these ordinances, and I think there ought to be some punishment for that. If I put up a sign that says Neighborhood Watch, I can bet fine $350. And what he did is way beyond putting up a sign.
Since then, a city spokesman says the developer has hired an engineer to determine if any negative effects occurred, what corrections may be necessary, and a plan of action. The developer is supposed to submit a report to city staff before the end of the month or face a specific deadline and possible fines. Traffic signals have come to yet another growing area. Flashing yellow and red lights were turned on yesterday at Harvey and Copperfield. On Thursday morning, the signals will switch to normal operation. And if you drive Briarcrest between the freeway and Kent Street, be prepared for further delays for the next 2 weeks. Existing asphalt will be removed this week, then replaced next week. The work will be done each evening between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m., weather permitting. For students living on campus, universities might be getting safer. The Texas legislature passed a bill that says universities will be allowed to check the criminal history of students who want to live in on-campus housing. Vice President of Student Services at Blinn College, Dennis Croson, says that he expects fewer crimes to happen in on-campus housing once this bill is implemented.
We've had some crimes done by students who would have not been in housing had this bill been in place prior to this year.
Grossen was a witness for the bill when it was passed in June. He says with this bill, student housing should become a safer environment. What had been speculated became official from Rick Perry yesterday.
Today, I am announcing I will not seek re-election as governor of Texas.
Perry gave no indication of what he'll do after he leaves office.
I will spend the next 18 months working to create more jobs, opportunity, and innovation. I will actively lead this great state.
Among those believed to be running for governor, Attorney General Greg Abbott says he's not making any big announcements this week. But on Sunday, Abbott begins a statewide tour to meet and greet voters in San Antonio, followed by a stop in Houston next Monday. And continuing the political trickle-down effect of Perry's announcement comes word of a candidate for Texas Railroad Commissioner to fill the vacancy being left by Barry Smitherman, who's running for Attorney General. State Representative Stephanie Carter, a Dallas Republican, announced her bid yesterday. WTOW News Time is 7:35 at 75 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
You gotta take care of Texas, it's the only one we got. If you're way up in Lubbock or down in Lucanbach, gotta conserve water, keep the air clean. Take care of Texas, don't you know what I mean, y'all? Kevin Fowler here. Texas has clean air, rivers, and lakes, so let's get outdoors and enjoy them. Visit TakeCareOfTexas.org, pledge to help keep it that way, and we'll mail you a free Texas State Park Guide.
Take care of Texas, it's the only one we got.
Sponsored by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important you have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros of Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation repair, inspection, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 739-8288 for your free estimate today. Protect your biggest investment with Brazos Valley Solutions, voted best in the Brazos Valley. Call 739-8288 or click bvsolutions.info today.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Ruffino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Ruffino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Ruffino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRuffino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
I love the avocado on this Subway sub.
Yeah, well, I love it so much I started this avocado Facebook page.
Oh, you should post a picture of my new avocado earrings, see?
Oh yeah, they match this avocado sweater I just knit.
Oops, I forgot to lock my avocado.
Have you met my firstborn son, Avocado?
Show your avocado love at Subway. Add this superfood boost to the turkey and spinach or try it on the Subway Club. It's avocado season. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants. Facebook is a trademark of Facebook.
Good morning. It's 7:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Hot and humid, that's the story across our part of the world for today. We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will head up to 95, maybe an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight, 75 to 80. Partly sunny, hot and humid tomorrow, highs 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 75 to 80. Sunshine on Thursday with a high of 95 to near 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Come on.
There Anytime you can pick up a run with two outs, it's big. And
absolutely. It was big for the Rangers last night. We'll get you caught up on Rangers baseball. A&M has three in the Maxwell Football Club Maxwell Award watch list, plus a whole lot more in sports, and we'll do it for you about 7:50.
There you go. So apparently a lot of negative comments about the BBC tennis announcers. You hear about this?
No.
Well, John Inverdale, who said the eventual winner of the Wimbledon women's final, that would be Marianne Bertoli, quote, was never going to be a looker, end quote.
Oh!
While chatting on the air about her technique, he said, I just wonder if her dad, because he has obviously been the most influential person in her life, did say to her when she was 12, 13, 14, maybe, listen, you're never going to be, you know, a looker, end quote.
Wow.
You're never going to be somebody like Sharapova. You're never going to be 5'11". You're never going to be somebody with long legs, so you have to compensate for that.
Yeah.
Do we talk about how ugly or handsome male tennis players are?
Well, that's what I mean. You shouldn't be doing that.
I know. I
mean, anyway, the BBC got 700 comments, at least as of last night, about the remarks. And the announcer later apologized. You know, put that genie back in the bottle. Claiming the point he was trying to make was the public perception of tennis players is that they're all 6-foot-tall Amazonian athletes. For her part, she showed up at the winner's ball in a figure-hugging black dress and 5-inch heels. So there you go. She said,
ouch.
I invite this journalist to come and see me this evening in my ball gown and heels. And in my opinion, he could change his mind. I'm not blonde, yes. I have dreamt about being a model. Have I dreamt about being a model? No, but I have dreamed about winning Wimbledon. So good for her.
Absolutely.
But gosh, why in the world would you say that?
You know that's one of those where there's some dead time and he's just stretching.
Right. Yeah, it wasn't a rain delay or something, but still. Oh, yeah.
Looking back on that going, wow.
Yeah,
was that out loud?
Really?
I said that out loud.
Hello?
Yeah, this is a message for the guys that are on WTAW between 6 and 6:30.
Okay. So I'm excluded.
Yeah, really.
Always.
I turned the radio this morning to WTAW because I wanted to have some music while I was on the elliptical, like the treadmill kind of stuff. And so far, since 6 o'clock, all I've had is the two guys talking and
I've been pretty
laughing
quiet
at their jokes and stuff. I'm hoping this may be just a deal that happens on Tuesdays, that it's not going to be that way every morning, because I'd like to have it on WTAW, but don't worry about calling me back. I just was wanting to let you know that there's a bunch of us that would like to hear music on the radio, not just
Van Halen?
Stuff. Why not? Yeah.
No. that's not that pressing.
Right.
Thanks.
Right. Sure.
Bye.
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 Bye. Yeah. Here, go ahead and do this.
I like this song a lot.
And again, we've done faster ones, but, you know, it is, after all, going to be 100 degrees out there, basically, today. I don't know that you have to do a whole lot of aerobic-type stuff or cardio stuff to be breaking the sweat. I think you'll be able to do that. But
and this song just makes you feel good.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I cut out all that extraneous junk so that we could just jump.
So we could just jump?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, all right. All right, there's our music segment for today. All right, the top 10 cities for getting rich. If the lottery doesn't come through for you, you may want to consider moving to a new city. So, credit, donkey. I don't know.
I want to take their word of advice.
Sure.
Credit, donkey.
Credit, donkey names 10 cities that give you the best chance to get rich. These are metro areas with healthy growth, innovation, high-income households. Number nine is Houston and Raleigh, North Carolina. They're tied. San Francisco, number 8. Yep, but the problem is you have to live in San Francisco waiting to get rich. That could cost you a little bit.
Yes.
Number 7, Seattle. Number 6 is New York. Number 5 is Minneapolis. Number 4, because they're in every list, is Austin. Number 3 is D.C. And number 2 is Boston. Number 1 is San Jose. And, you know, the problem is San Jose, Boston, and D.C., really, really are expensive to live. And I'm guessing if Austin's right behind it, I don't know. I've never lived in Austin, never needed to live in Austin.
I did.
It's one of those things where it's a great place to visit, you know? But anyway. And when you lived there, it wasn't nearly as expensive as it is now,
no,
I'm sure.
No, it was still kind of a hick town.
As a matter of fact, what was I reading? Who's Elijah Wood? Is that little guy there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he moving to Austin?
Yes, he is, as a matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness.
Sounds like a road trip.
Oh, my goodness.
Actually something good to visit in Austin.
Well, and we have ways. We can find his name. We can find out where he lives.
Oh, don't be creepers.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, if you really want to.
Wow. We got a little crush thing going on here,
so.
I think. Okay. See how that works out.
She likes her a hobbit.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Okay, with it says here with barbecue. Hang on.
With grilling?
Just grilling?
Yeah, I gotta scratch it. Okay.
Is you having to learn, Yankees, the difference between grilling and barbecue? And
okay,
again?
With grilling season in full swing, your chances of accidentally burning your finger or some other part of your body are on the rise. You probably already know that painful accident can really hurt your skin, you know. Run the burn under cold water and then apply a loose bandage. What you should never do, surprisingly, is you should never put an ice pack on a burn.
Really?
Can damage your skin and worsen the injury.
Huh.
I'll be darned.
And you should never pop the blisters if you get blisters.
That I knew.
Apply antibiotics or butter. Remember? Butter. Butter. Mom says use butter, and that does. That works. It'll be good for you. All right, let's see what else we got going on.
Preferably unsalted, I would think.
Well, sure. That's probably right. Canadian study reveals that nearly half of all two-month-olds have a flat spot on the back of their head from sleeping on their backs. The researchers are, from watching hockey games. The researchers are telling parents to alter their child's position periodically to prevent that flat spot from becoming permanent.
It's time to a rotisserie.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Again, we're going to have CPS on speed dial for cats out.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Rufino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Rufino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Rufino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRufino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Removing unwanted hair is one of those never-ending jobs we just dread. If you're fed up with all the shaving, waxing, and plucking, it's time to see Childs Dermatology. They can offer permanent hair reduction with the state-of-the-art Elite MPX laser. It's fast, painless, and your first step to tossing the tweezers and razors. Unwanted hair is a chore no more with the Elite MPX laser and Childs Dermatology. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
The Beatles sang, "I get by with a little help from my friends." Paul Simon took the opposite approach.
I have no need of friendship. Friendship causes pain.
More and more, it seems we're embracing the perspective of Paul Simon. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The American Sociological Review reports that the average American has just two close friends now compared with three in 1985. And those reporting no close friends have jumped from 10% to 25%. Author and speaker Paul Tripp says that Americans seem more averse than ever to relationships that require humility, love, and accountability. And yet research clearly shows that bad things happen when we isolate ourselves. Children fail to thrive, crime rises, and generosity and mercy shrivel up. Individualism has its merits, but it can only take us so far. Human beings were created for community. We like to think we're self-sufficient, but we're really not. I'm humbled when I think of all the people who have enriched me through their wisdom and experience. Make sure you're engaged in church and other venues where you and your loved ones can make friends and interact. This is even more important if you're single. Open up your life to others. Engage in acts of service. Don't live in a kingdom of one. I don't want to be the isolated island in Paul Simon's song. I'd rather... Besides, I always liked the Beatles better anyway. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills, the mortgage, the car payments, food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%.
1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. Call 1-800-530-4856.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important you have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros of Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation repair, inspection, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 739-8288 for your free estimate today. Protect your biggest investment with Brazos Valley Solutions, voted best in the Brazos Valley. Call 739-8288 or click bvsolutions.info today.
Thinking about starting a career in teaching? Blend's Alternative Teacher Certification Program makes it fast, affordable, and easy. If you have a bachelor's degree, you can be certified to teach in Texas in just a little more than a year. Teaching jobs are back in demand, but you have to act now. The deadline for application is July 12th. For dates and locations, visit blend.edu/blendteach or call 979-830-4424. Blend College. Proven.
Hi, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:51. Three Texas A&M football players were named to the watch list for the prestigious Maxwell Award, which is given annually to the College Football Player of the Year by the Maxwell Football Club. Of course, Johnny Football is on the list, but so is sophomore wide receiver Mike Evans and senior offensive lineman Jake Matthews. Manziel and Matthews both earned All-American honors in 2012, and Manziel is also named to the watch list for the Paul Hornung Award, which is giving away annually to college football's most versatile player by the Louisville Sports Commission. Madison Square Garden Sports and the Dixon family announced that Texas A&M and St. John's will play in the annual Maggie Dixon Classic on Sunday, December 22nd at the MSG. The national matchup will mark the 8th anniversary of the Maggie Dixon Classic and the 7th consecutive season that the Garden will host the premier women's college basketball event. Men's and women's college basketball season tickets have just gone on sale, as well as soccer and volleyball. Texas A&M assistant track and field coach Jim Vanderhoudijim has been named the head coach for the University of Oklahoma. Having completed his 9th season for the Aggie program, Vanderhoudijim was part of 7 outdoor championship teams over the past 5 years, including the unprecedented sweep of men's and women's national titles from the year 2009 to 2011.
Swung on and a high drive to deep left field, but Klaus going back at the track. It is off the wall. One run home. Two runs home. Rounding third, Martin. Here's the throw to the plate. He slides. He is safe. A three-run double. He has busted it open. It is 8-3, Texas.
He would be Ian Kinsler. He doubled in the 6th inning to get the Rangers past the O's 8-5 last night.
Anytime you can pick up a run with two outs, it's big. And, you know, we had an inning building there, and we weren't quite able to break out and get a big one, but we got one out of it, so gave us the lead, and I think it gave Derek a little bit of confidence.
That victory threw the Rangers 15 games over .500 for the first time since May, and it also improved their road record to 25-18. That is the best in franchise history after 43 games. By the way, the Stros had the night off. In football, Dallas Cowboys lineman Josh Brent is out of jail again. He's under new conditions this time that include wearing a drug detection patch and not driving at all. Brent is charged with intoxication manslaughter in the December car crash that killed Cowboys practice squad player Jerry Brown. Brent was jailed last month after testing positive for marijuana for a second time. In hockey, the Dallas Stars have signed free agent Chris Mueller to a one-year contract. Mueller split the seasons between the Nashville Predators and the Milwaukee Admirals of the AHL. He had 5 points in 18 games with Predators, and he had 8 points in 37 career games with Nashville. And finally, the Los Angeles Lakers are moving ahead in the wake of free agent center Dwight Howard's agreement to go to Houston. The Lakers signed 31-year-old Chris Kaman, who had some of his best seasons in Los Angeles. Not for the Lakers, however. It was with the Clippers. They signed him to a one-year deal worth reportedly $3.2 million. And that's been Look at Your Sports, brought to you by Besco Custom Jewelers. Texas made and Texas proud. For more, go to BescoJewelers.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
We'd like to tell you about a jeweler here in the Brazos Valley many of you may not be aware of. Brett Edmondson of Besco Custom Jewelers has been quietly making custom jewelry for the past 29 years. Besco Custom Jewelers operates as a professional jeweler, not jewelry store, specializing in design, restoration, and repair of platinum, gold, and silver jewelry. Brett would like to become your jeweler to earn your trust, whether it's for a simple refinishing, ring sizing, or a special custom piece. Besco Custom Jewelers, 764-8558 or click BescoJewelers.com. It's the locals' time of year. The students are gone, the traffic is down, and it's time to hit the town. Buppy's is open when you need them. Come hungry for Buppy's Lunch Buffet Tuesday through Friday with one low price that includes everything. And we mean everything. And when you need Buppy's on the weekend, try their brunch buffet every Sunday from 10 to 2 with all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch favorites plus a carving and pasta station. When the craving hits, get to 506 Sulphur Springs in Bryan. At Buppy's, we feed people.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32 horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Don't spend another spring or summer family vacation with discontent kids in the car for hours on end. This year, bring vacation to your own backyard with Lion Home Products. Lion Home Products will create your own permanent vacation spot without all the hassle. Lion Home Products has everything you need to create the perfect outdoor kitchen and barbecue setting, offering custom gas grills, patio heating, fire pits, and custom fireplaces. Visit LionHomeProducts.com. That's L-Y-N-E, HomeProducts.com, or call 229-9051 today.
In today's real estate industry, technology is vital. To that end, RE/MAX Bryan College Station provides its clients with state-of-the-art tools and knowledge for the most positive real estate experience possible. RE/MAX Bryan College Station is dedicated to providing the absolute finest service and expertise with outstanding agents that get outstanding results. Whether buying or selling business or residential properties, call RE/MAX Bryan College Station at 764-6000 or go to remaxbcs.com. Nobody in the world sells more real estate than RE/MAX. RE/MAX Bryan College Station.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. A couple of minutes still. So, to watch figure skating at the Winter Olympics from somewhere other than your TV, like right there in Sochi itself, where they're going to do this.
Okay.
U.S. figure skating, of course, is there. You can purchase a ticket package for as low as $27,000.
Oh my God.
$27,000
for this low price. Just it includes the tickets to the events themselves. Okay. Doesn't count the hotel, doesn't count the plane fare, okay? Again, that's just for the figure skating events.
Good grief.
$27,000. I bet you curling's like $100. You know, I'm just saying.
Oh, I don't know. Curling's pretty popular.
Curling rocks.